Hello and welcome to your GCSE Computer Science Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving into one of the most fundamental topics in the entire course, Topic 2, Data. Whether you're sitting AQA, OCR, or EdExcel, this topic is absolutely essential, and once it clicks, it opens up your understanding of everything else in computer science. So let's get started. First, let me tell you what this topic is really about. At its heart, it's answering one simple question. How does a computer actually store and process information? The answer is binary, a number system that uses only two digits, 0 and 1. Every single piece of data on your computer, every photo, every song, every word you type is ultimately stored as a pattern of zeros and ones. That's the big idea, and everything else in this topic flows from it. Let's start with number systems. You're already familiar with deanery. That's our everyday base 10 number system, using the digits 0 through 9. But computers use binary, which is base 2, and we also use hexadecimal, which is base 16, as a convenient shorthand for binary. In deanery, each column represents a power of 10. In binary, the columns from right to left are 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, and 128. To convert 182 into binary, 128 plus 32 plus 16 plus 4 plus 2 equals 182. So in binary, that's 10110110. Always write out your place value table in the exam. Examiners award method marks for showing you're working. Hexadecimal uses digits 0 through 9, then letters A through F for values 10 through 15. Every 4 binary digits, called a nibble, maps to one hex digit. So binary 10110110 splits into nibbles. 1011 equals B and 0110 equals 6. The answer is B6 in hexadecimal. Hexadecimal is used in memory addresses, colour codes, and error messages. Binary addition. 0 plus 0 is 0. 0 plus 1 is 1. 1 plus 1 is 0, carry 1. 1 plus 1 plus 1 is 1, carry 1. Watch out for overflow. When your answer needs more bits than you have available, the extra bit is lost. Examiners love asking about overflow, so be ready to identify and explain it. Images. A digital image is a grid of pixels. Each pixel stores a colour as a binary number. The colour depth is how many bits per pixel. 1 bit gives 2 colours, 8 bits gives 256 colours. 24 bits, true colour, gives over 60 million colours, using 8 bits each for red, green and blue. File size formula. Width times height times colour depth in bits. For a 1,000 by 800 pixel image at 24-bit colour, 1,000 times 800 times 24 equals 19,200,000 bits. Always use binary multiples. One kimibyte is 1,024 bytes, not 1,000. This is a very common exam mistake. For sound, a continuous wave is sampled at regular intervals. Each sample measures the amplitude and stores it as binary. Sample rate is how many samples per second, measured in hertz. Higher sample rate means better quality but larger file. Bit depth is how many bits per sample. Higher bit depth means more precise amplitude values. CD quality is 44,100 hertz at 16 bits. File size formula, sample rate times bit depth times duration in seconds. Do not confuse sample rate and bit depth. Sample rate is about time, bit depth is about precision. This distinction comes up in almost every exam paper.
Now, let's talk about compression. When files are too large to store or transmit easily, we compress them. There are two types, lossy and lossless. Lossy compression permanently removes some data to achieve a much smaller file size. The original cannot be perfectly reconstructed. Examples include JPEG images, MP3 audio, and MP4 video. The quality is reduced, but often not noticeably for everyday use. Lossless compression reduces file size without losing any data. the original can be perfectly reconstructed. Examples include PNG images, zip files, and FLAC audio. The file size reduction is less dramatic than lossy, but quality is preserved completely. The key question examiners ask is, when would you choose lossy over lossless, and why? For streaming music or sharing photos online, lossy is fine. The quality loss is acceptable, and the smaller file size is a big advantage. For medical images or legal documents, lossless is essential. You cannot afford to lose any data. Right, let's move on to exam technique. This is where marks are won and lost. First, always show you're working in calculations. Even if you get the final answer wrong, you can earn method marks for correct steps. Write out your place value table, show each conversion step, include units in your final answer. Second, use binary multiples, not decimal ones. One kibibyte is 1024 bytes. One mebibyte is 1024 kibibytes. If you use 1000 instead of 1024, you will lose marks. Third, when a question says explain, use the word because to link cause and effect. Don't just describe, explain why. For example, don't just say a higher sample rate gives better quality. Say a higher sample rate gives better quality because more samples are taken per second, so the digital recording more closely matches the original analog wave. Fourth, for compare questions, you must address both sides. Use comparative language, whereas, in contrast, however, identify both a similarity and a difference where possible. Common mistakes to avoid. Number one, confusing bit depth and sample rate. Remember, rate is time, depth is precision. Number two, using decimal multiples instead of binary multiples in file size calculations. Number three, forgetting to account for overflow in binary addition. Number four, saying lossy and lossless are the same thing, or mixing up their applications. Now, a quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, give you a moment to think, then give the answer. Question 1. What is the formula for calculating the file size of an uncompressed image? The answer is width in pixels times height in pixels times colour depth in bits. Question 2. How many colours can be represented with a colour depth of 8 bits? 2 to the power of 8, which is 256 colours. Question 3. What is the difference between sample rate and bit depth? Sample rate is the number of samples taken per second, measured in hertz. Bit depth is the number of bits used to store each sample. Question 4. Which type of compression permanently removes data? Lossy or lossless? Lossy compression permanently removes data. Question 5. What is overflow in binary addition? Overflow occurs when the result of a binary addition is too large to be stored in the available number of bits, causing the most significant bit to be lost. Brilliant! Let's wrap up with a quick summary of the most important things to remember. 1. All data in a computer is stored as binary, patterns of zeros and ones. 2. The three number systems are binary, base 10, binary, base 2, and hexadecimal, base 16. You must be able to convert between all three. 3. Image file size equals width times height times colour depth. Use binary multiples. 4. Audio file size equals sample rate times bit depth times duration. Sample rate is about time, bit depth is about precision. 5. Lossy compression permanently removes data for a smaller file. Lossless compression preserves all data and is fully reversible. Always show you're working in the exam. Method marks are there for the taking. That's everything for topic 2, data. You've got this. Practice those conversions, learn those formulas, and remember, every mark counts. Good luck in your exams, and I'll see you in the next episode.